A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up to the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each one of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to Jesus, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place. So they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." The Gospel of the Lord. So what was the right answer to Jesus' question to Philip? Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat? No place. There's no place to buy this. It's impossible. I think this is the right answer. And it's an important answer. It's impossible to do, so only God can do it. That's where this pericope goes, of course. People recognize he must be the prophet who has come into the world to do this. A more practical approach might be for Philip to say, "Oh, I'll take up a collection among people, or maybe we can get a loan, or I'll go get a job and come back in 6 months." That might be what I would do. I think so many people, often try and do what's right for God and for God's people. And I ask God to help me in that, to work harder. If I could just work a little harder, I could do the things that God wants done. And so I pray for God to help me in my work. But sometimes that's exactly the wrong prayer. Because the thing that God wants done is the thing that I can't do, that is impossible, that only God can do. And so sometimes I think I need to pray not for God to give me the strength to work, "God, come help me," but "God, bring me to you. Do the thing that only you can do. And please, if you could, bring me along with you. Let me see this thing that you are going to do. Make me a part of your plan. Grace me in that way. Let me see your miracle." I think there are times we need to look around our lives and say, is there anything impossible here? Do we have room for God's miracle? Are we hoping for the impossible, expecting the impossible. If we believe in the God who can take 5 barley loaves and turn them into 12 baskets of leftovers, maybe we need to have more room in our lives for the impossible.